This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And it's pretty exciting because we're all figuring out different ways to keep ourselves entertained now that we're in isolation. And one fabulous group that always seems to get together and do amazing work is the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus. And they've come up with something really entertaining and interesting to do tonight. And joining us now on the line is musical director Drew Downing, because you've got a bit of an amazing idea that's going to be lots of fun tonight, haven't you, Drew?
I have, yay. Hi, Dean. Hi, the Joy audience. Look, it's a bit stressful for the community at the moment. We're all climbing the walls. So our members, we've been trying to continue rehearsals as much as we can over the last few weeks.
How do you do that?
Dean, look, it's a bit hit and miss. We have a Facebook group, a closed group for members, which we've utilized because everyone has access to that and it's a regular communication tool for us. So we've been trying some ways of rehearsing each week. We've reduced our rehearsals just to about an hour rehearsal, where I'll host a rehearsal live from my living room.
And then try to make sense of everybody singing along?
Well, they can hear me, but I can't hear them. So I'm just trusting them. But look, the bonus is we hit our repertoire pretty hard and heavy earlier this year.
Yes.
Because it's a really huge year for MGLC because we're celebrating our 30th year.
It's massive.
We've had to cancel a lot of performances.
For like now, I say scheduled. Postpone. Surely it's postpone, not cancel.
Well,
you just
look,
don't
the major know. Events, yeah. Well, we'll be having our 30th gala event, probably rescheduled. But lots of things like our, as you know, we're really huge in our community outreach.
Very much.
And
so.
We've lost some opportunities to reach out to our regional audiences with some upcoming performances.
I guess that's why it's great that something like what's happening tonight is happening, because it's giving everyone an opportunity to reach out and be a part of things in a bit of a different way.
Well, that's the thing. The Melbourne gay community know all too well that, we've got a huge following at the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus with people who have been attending our concerts for 30 years. And then some of them are not necessarily associated with the members or the committee. They just come and support the chorus because it's there. Mm. It's part of their community.
And it's
and
wonderful.
They've continued that tradition. So we're going to try this wonderful thing tonight where I'm going to host a piano bar from my apartment, and we're just going to see what happens.
So what happens is you're going to do a piano bar and we all then can sing along from our apartments, yeah, and just have a good time.
That's exactly what's going to happen. You got to have the wine ready as well, if you can, or a cup of tea. It's midweek.
Never hurts.
The songs have been, I've reached out to the members and I've said, what songs are we going to do? Each section have come up with a soprano, bass, tenor and alto, each section have come up with a song that they think is going to be like a sing-along classic, you know, like some Elton John or some ABBA, some Cyndi Lauper. And I'm going to run it live from my living room, and we want as many people as possible to join in for the hour.
I would encourage everyone to not only just join in and sing, but also maybe record themselves doing it so we can share us all singing along to this big sassy sing-along special that you're doing. I think it's really great.
Absolutely. And then we want people to post it on their social medias or post them on one of our pages and show us how people are being involved with this.
So it's kicking off tonight from 7 o'clock, going for an hour. And what I think is really wonderful is, yes, you're doing it from home, but just like what you do with the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus, it really is everyone coming with ideas and suggestions and coming together to do something really wonderful. And it's not just for all of the chorus, but for all of us as well, which I think is really fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, Dean. It's a very special community. And something that we promote heavily at the chorus is, it doesn't matter if you've been a member of the chorus for 6 weeks or 6 months, or if you've been there for the full 30 years, you're part of an ever evolving and highly committed part of the Melbourne Rainbow community.
Yeah.
And, so our performance tonight isn't so much just for our audiences, as much for our members to know that they've got an opportunity to be, you know, even though it's me hosting it from my apartment, I'm representing MGLC.
Yeah.
And our wonderful members, we had like a, you know, this year with our 30th year, we've got a membership of about 120 this
That's
year,
so great.
Which is fantastic. And, you know, it's really important that we still have, we're trying different things and we're reaching different communities and doing all that we can at this tricky time.
I love that. Even you're right. It is a tricky time, and it is the 30th year, and you're right. We have lost some opportunities to reach out to a lot of regional spaces and other spaces with the current home isolation that's going on, but finding different avenues and ways to do that is so important. And also finding another way to celebrate the 30th year for all of you, I think, is really important as well, because you have a huge impact on our community, not just in Melbourne, but all around Victoria. The chorus just is absolutely wonderful and raises us up in so many different ways, whether you're performing or just listening. And I think this is going to be really great and really fun, and we should all tune in from 7 o'clock and have a sing along.
Yeah, please do. And I hope you'll be there as well, Dean, taking selfies.
Oh, don't you worry. I know how to sing. I'll sing along with you. Now, we put the details up on our social media right now, but will it be hosted specifically on the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus Facebook page?
Yes, on our official Facebook page.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to share that as well at 7 o'clock, so you can all click straight through and have a good time. And between 7 and 8 tonight, have a sing-along with Drew and the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus. Drew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yay. Thanks, Dean.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.